This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The 9th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre is underway. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the meeting. The theme of this year's meeting is Vikasit Bharat at 2047 with a central focus on making India a developed nation. The meeting will discuss the approach paper for the vision document on Vikasit Bharat. Niti Aayog said the Governing Council meeting aims to foster participative governance and collaboration between the centre and state governments, enhancing the quality of life for both rural and urban populations. The meeting will also involve detailed deliberations on the role of states in achieving the goal of Vikasit Bharat. Niti Aayog noted that India is on track to become the world's third largest economy, with gross domestic product crossing $5 trillion US dollars and aspirations to reach a $30 trillion US dollar economy by 2047. The Prime Minister is the chairperson of Niti Aayog. Chief ministers and lieutenant governors of states and union territories, union ministers as ex-officio members and special invitees, and the vice chairman Suman Beri and members of Niti Aayog are attending the meeting. A meeting of BJP-ruled state chief ministers will be held in New Delhi this evening. The meeting, to be held at the party headquarters, will also be attended by senior BJP leaders. It is taking place after the Lok Sabha elections and days after the presentation of the union budget. More effective implementation of government schemes, feedback from the states and other issues are expected to be taken up during the high-level meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 112th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the second episode after Mr. Modi assumed charge of the Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, there has been an exchange of fire with unidentified persons on a forward post in Kamkari area of Machal sector on the line of control in Kupwara district today. According to defence sources, one Pakistani national has been killed while two army soldiers suffered injuries. The operation was continuing till reports last came in. The Prime Minister has extended greetings to Central Reserve Police Force personnel on the occasion of CRPF's Raising Day today. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said the CRPF's unwavering dedication and relentless service to the nation is truly commendable. Home Minister Amit Shah paid tribute to former President and renowned scientist Bharat Ratna Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam on his 9th death anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said Dr. Kalam's life was a unique combination of hard work, simplicity and sensitivity which inspired and motivated the country, especially the youth. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris officially declared her candidature for the U.S. presidential elections last night by signing the necessary forms. In a social media post, Ms. Harris emphasized that in November her people-powered campaign will win. She further reiterated that she would work hard to earn every vote. In men's cricket, India will lock horns with hosts Sri Lanka in the first T20 international of the three-match series at Palikele this evening. This will be followed by the three-match ODI series in Colombo beginning from the 1st of August. After the retirement of Rohit Sharma, Virat Kohli and Ravindra Jadeja from the shortest format and farewell from Rahul Dravid, now under a new captain in Surya Kumar Yadav and a new head coach in Gautam Gambhir, India formally kick-starting their next era. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended his best wishes to the Indian athletes and hoped they would inspire us with their exceptional performances. Cricket legend Sachin Tendulkar has said expectations high on 117 Indian athletes and they will fulfill the dream of the country. Amid thunderclouds and heavy rains, Paris Olympics 2024 got off to a stunning start last night. The focus will now shift to the sporting events today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.